Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Thursday. Yesterday's storms have cleared and everything is wet and glistening. In a way, it makes the world look shiny and new. Since we were basically trapped inside all day yesterday, I decided to get up early and go for a walk down to the coffee shop. Bobby was just getting set up for the day behind the counter and was surprised to see me so early, but it meant I got the first and freshest cup of coffee of the day. It was so good. I then headed over to the Fruit of the Earth bakery to see how Bree and her team were doing. They weren't technically open yet, but one of the perks of being friends with the baker is she just might let you in to see the morning's offerings come out of the oven. She tossed me a croissant that was so hot, it was steaming when I tore it open. I'm not sure I've ever had a better pastry in my life. I made one more stop before returning home, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, I thought it might be fun for you all to think of some things that just make you go, "Oh, that's good." It could be a food or a beverage like I had this morning. It could be really nice weather when you open a window or head out the door. It could be the feeling you get after running around with your friends, or it could be a book or show or movie you finished recently. What's something that you would call good? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast and I'll be right here when you get back. We're in the middle of a series about the fruit of the Spirit, and today's fruit is goodness. And the concept of good and stuff being good is all over the Bible, but especially at the beginning. On the very first pages of the Bible, there's a poem that tells the story of when God made everything. The way the story goes, over the course of a week, God creates everything from light and dark to the sun, moon, and stars to the land and plants and animals. God does a little bit each day, and at the end of each day, God looks at the new stuff and says, "Oh yeah, that's good." Okay, so that might be my way of saying it, but God literally called everything good. And at the end of the sixth and final day of creating, God made us, humans. We were the finishing touch, and once we were in place, God said that it was very good. Like I said this morning, thanks to the rain, everything looked shiny and new outside, and it made me wonder if this was what it all looked like for those first humans. My mind pictured God whispering in their ear, "What do you think? Do you like it?" The real bummer is that as soon as that moment passed, I picked up my phone out of habit and immediately saw ways that things aren't so good right now. Posts about people who are sick, news about fighting around the world, worries about this thing and that thing. It made me wonder, what happened to all of the good? But then, I saw my empty coffee cup on the counter. That coffee was really good, and it was made by someone who is a really good friend. I thought of the team at the bakery who'd been there for hours, even by the time I swung by, to be sure they could feed and delight our town. That's good. And then I remembered the last stop I made on my early morning walk, the pond at the village green. And I could hear the good news even before I could see it, the high-pitched peeps of newly hatched Quackerson ducklings. As I approached, I could see Mr. and Mrs. Quackerson proudly and gently circling what looked like a nest full of damp little wriggling fluff balls. You know, there is still good in this world. There's lots of good. We just need to look for it. We need to have the eyes to see it. And I think it's so important that we do this because it can be easy to get distracted by all of the stuff that isn't good. But here's the thing. Some of the good stuff is stuff that God surprises us with, like new ducklings or a beautiful sunrise. But a lot of the good is also the result of what we do with God's blessings. When we let God grow the fruit of goodness in our lives, that goodness overflows into the world. We make good food. We form friendships. We help those in need. We create beautiful works of art. We tell funny jokes. We point out the good to each other, especially when it's hard to see. And we live the kind of lives God made us to live. Okay, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this good day. We thank you that even bad days are full of good if we have eyes to see it. And especially when it seems like we can't find much good around us, help us remember that we can put some good into the world because you're growing it inside of us each day. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a good Thursday, and I'll report back more on our new ducklings tomorrow.